USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Earlier on Friday, he ordered U.S. companies to find alternatives to manufacturing goods in China. He encouraged them to move production to the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A print shop owner in Kentucky who refused to produce a gay pride T-shirt argued before the Kentucky Supreme Court that he shouldn't be compelled to promote messages that go against his religious beliefs. Blaine Adamson is the owner of Hands-On Originals in Lexington. He declined to print a shirt that promotes an LGBT pride festival back in 2012. The city's Human Rights Commission said that he violated their gay rights fairness ordinance. An adult who lived in Illinois has died after developing a mysterious respiratory illness after using an e-cigarette. According to health officials, many e-cigarette cases have been coming to light nationwide. They say people are experiencing serious lung problems after vaping. At this time, there are 193 cases known in 22 states. These people say they've developed different lung problems after using the products. That's an increase of 40 cases over the past 2 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man who's serving time in Pennsylvania is accused of making a huge series of terrorist threats. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Bradford County prison inmate Jesse Blake indicted in a Williamsport, PA federal courtroom on Thursday on numerous counts related to threats he allegedly made against President Trump and for mailing other threats. Reports are Blake sent a letter to the FBI in which he threatened to blow up the White House, blow up the UN, the Pentagon, and Trump Tower before directly attacking the president himself. Blake was jailed in April on counts related to the sexual assault of victims between the ages of 8 and 11. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another challenger is considering running against President Trump in the Republican primary. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Politico is reporting that Donald Trump may have another primary challenger, Joe Walsh. No, not the guitar player from the Eagles, but the conservative radio talk show host and former Illinois congressman is moving toward launching a bid to the White House. Walsh called the president an unfit divider-in-chief and claimed the party is craving an alternative. He also said he's confident he could secure the resources and support to mount a legitimate challenge against the president. And if he does run, he will announce it within the next few days.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.